Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and what may the force be with you. Very excited about having our good friend. He's your friend whether you know it or not. He's Steve Forbes is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now 13 years he's been joining us. The chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of a number of books, including Civility in America, including Power and Ambition, Freedom Manifesto, on and on, so many great books that he has written, and as you may remember, a former presidential candidate back in another decade, and he's our good friend, Steve Forbes. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Okay, Steve, we got to get your take on the debates tonight. I polled my audience about whether if they were going to start paying attention to the debates, and they told me that they said that they were. In fact, 62% said yes. I'm now ready to start paying attention to the candidates. So, I think that's a good sign. What do you think about what's going to be going on tonight on Fox?
Well, what I think you're going to see are two things. One is everyone's going to be looking at Donald Trump and waiting for fireworks there. Trump won't throw the first punch. He won't be the aggressor, so to speak. But there are differences on issues such as immigration, Common Core, education, trade, national security, and the like. So there'll be plenty of fireworks there. But for the other candidates, the key thing for tonight is not closing the deal. There's plenty of time between now and year end to do that. What candidates want to do tonight is establish themselves as somebody you want to take another look at. You want to learn more about you as a voter, learn more about him. And so they want to have put themselves on your short list of people to consider.
Were you surprised that Kasich bumped Perry off the top 10?
I was, in the sense that Perry's been out. He announced earlier than the Kasich did,
and ran last time.
But he's never recovered from that mistake he made in the debate when he couldn't name that third agency.
Yep, he had a temporary
brain freeze.
Isn't it a shame that we hold things like that against people as long as we do?
Well, especially with Bill Kasich got a great record, but Perry, Governor Perry of Texas, had a superb record on taxes, on reform of the judicial system, turned Texas from a judicial cesspool into a model for the rest
knows
of
a
the
little
nation.
Bit. Of, he knows a little bit about immigration too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And even though Trump bashes him on it, Perry had to go around the federal government to deal with the issue.
Right.
He's had the credentials, and I'm sorry he's not in the debate tonight.
Yeah, that was. I like Kasich. I think Kasich. In fact, I think Kasich could be a great candidate. But I was surprised getting in so late that he bumped Perry, and I'm sure that was much to Perry's chagrin too. So, who else do you like in the top 10?
Well, I think I want to see if Governor Walker. There's a lot of goodwill towards Governor
Walker. I like
him for what he did, and he's got to show. Yes, he's good on domestic issues, but he also has a grasp of other issues, not only domestically but in foreign policy. So people will take a serious look at him. Jeb Bush has got to come out and be forceful and have a clear picture, establish a clear picture in the people's minds.
Isn't it ironic that Bush needs Clinton and Clinton needs Bush? It's ironic the way they do, don't they?
You heard the story that Bill Clinton actually called a couple of months ago Donald Trump and urged him to get in the race. I don't think he realized at the time that Trump would call Hillary Clinton the worst Secretary of State in American history.
Yeah, that's funny. So I believe that Trump has benefited from his from a lot of things in being able to not be held accountable for some of the dumb things he said about Mexicans and he said about McCain. I think that little honeymoon's about to be over. He's going to have to be presidential tonight, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And that's where his challenge tonight is. He's a national figure, and people love the fact that he's not a politician, love the fact that if he says he's going to smack ISIS, they know he means it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
People are so frustrated by what's happened to the
They're tired of being told to be ashamed of being an American, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I
now
am.
He's got to take it to the next step. We'll see if he does starts that tonight.
So who do you think will... Let's put Trump aside. Who do you think will be the big winner tonight?
This I don't know, because all of these candidates have to establish themselves.
Yeah.
So you come out of that debate tonight saying, I want to learn more about, say, Walker or Huckabee or somebody else. And that's to be a victory. Again, you have plenty of time to close the deal.
I think Walker and Kasich.
You want to get on people's short list. That's
I think Walker and Kasich will do well tonight. Those are the two I'm putting
Kasich,
my money on.
Kasich has got a formidable record.
Yep.
And he's very outspoken, very energetic.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk about the economy after these messages with Steve Forbes. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.